And good morning, everyone. I want to open up the line and invite everybody in and give everyone an opportunity to say good morning first. And I know I want to warn everybody that Mr. Harris is live at a football game this morning. Thank God to the technology gods, that is, that allows us to be able to do this from wherever you are. So I want to start out by inviting Evander. Evander, I'd like for you to say good morning first and tell us where you're calling in from.
Can everybody hear me?
Absolutely.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm calling in from New York City at the moment. I was a former member of the show a few years back and happy to be on set.
All right. Well, we're happy to have you. I know I am. Extremely happy. Denisha Gardner, you on the line? And yes, we can hear you. Say good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay. And Mr. Harris, I know you're there. Can you hear me? And say good morning.
Yes, I can hear you out in the rain. And good morning to everybody.
All right. Okay, so now we're going to hand it back over. Well, hand it back over. I haven't handed it to you yet, but we have our student host, Justin Hill. But before I bring him on, I'd like to say, well, this week, student host Justin Hill, he's going to review the lives of actor Bill Nunn, Melvin Van Peebles, and then he examines the life of Maya Angelou. And for his definition segment, he will define the word adversity, something that we're all familiar with, and blaxploitation. Now, our panelists who just introduced themselves will be with us as usual to contribute their comments and insight after each segment. And I want to begin by saying music, like poetry, has a message, and history, like a diamond, shines clear to the truth. You see, words have meanings that we can comprehend, like definition. And news can show us a chain of events that we may not always understand. Now I ask each and every one of our listeners to pull back their musical curtain to see and hear the contribution of our diaspora. And you're sure to find our quest moment where we attempt to make waves, indeed, this morning like every Sunday morning, vibration. So thank you once again for joining us to hear a different perspective of our community. And I'm reminded that that perspective is from an Afrocentric point of view. And that's what we're here, and that's what we're about. And without any further ado, I want to hand it over to the real deal. Good morning. Say good morning to everybody, Justin Hill, and start with your first segment.
Good morning, everybody. And I am studio host Justin Hill, and my first segment of Diamonds will be on Bill Nunn. This segment took history is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself. And as I said, my diamond segment is on Bill Nunn. William Goldwyn Nunn, better known as Bill Nunn, was an American actor. He was born in 1953 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He is most known for playing in Spike Lee's film Do the Right Thing, playing the role as Radio Raheem. He was a graduate of Skeenery High School and of Morehouse College. He has been in multiple movies and films. Due to leukemia, he has died on September 24, 2016. He was also very involved in community outreach, and he formed his own Pittsburgh area outreach project in 2008. And that is my first segment of Diamonds. And I thank you guys for listening.
Okay. And like the movie said, Samuel Jackson, and that's the truth, Ruth. right? Tanisha, I want to bring you in. Bill Nunn, what does do you have a comment about Bill Nunn at all as an actor?
I guess what made y'all choose Bill Nunn?
You asking us a question?
Yeah, I'm asking y'all a question.
Okay, so you don't have a comment?
No, I really don't have a comment. I haven't seen Do the Right Thing in such a long time. I need to watch it again. So I guess that's a good thing. I guess I don't really have, you know, much to say about Bill Nunn, because like I said, I really don't know too much about him. So that's why I wanted to know, out of curiosity, what made y'all choose him today. And I'm really inquisitive, and I want to know.
Okay, well, I'm going to spare you on that one. But you know what? I'm going to tell you this, that is a good question. And the reason why it's a good question is because I had to ask that very same question. And one of the things that Justin mentioned is that Bill Nunn established a community outreach for theater for young people in his own neighborhood that he grew up with, right? And I found that very interesting. You see, a lot of times you have, you know, people who work in the industry of film and acting, and I'm just going to say it, they never get back. They just keep on taking. You know, but here's a gentleman that during his life and time had the foresight to establish something to pull somebody else up and help somebody else. I'm going to move right along. Yvonne, do you have any comment that you want to make about Bill Nunn, Radio Raheem?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you think about Bill Nunn, he is synonymous with the Radio Raheem name, going back to the Spike Lee films, directly contrasting with the personality of Mr. C and Love Daddy with his never-ending stream of Fight the Power blaring off the boombox. And that, you know, that such an overbearing presence was, you know, clearly felt if you ever saw that movie. And even the camera angles make him appear larger than life. So you're right, Mr. Bay. Here's a notion of taking, and we definitely need to highlight those actors who have an effort to give back, and not just give back to anybody, but give back specifically to the communities who raised them. So I feel like he does need his credit, and that's why he got the diamond segment, because we need to look into the prism of the past to understand, you know, how we go forward and kind of continue to do those same things.
All right. Great input. Thank you so much. We're going to continue on. We're going to get Mr. Harris in here, right, if we can break him away from the football game. Mr. Harris, Radio Raheem, do the right thing.
Yeah, you know, I was aware of him when I was younger, because actually I was at Morehouse the same time him and Spike were. You know, had I known that they were going to be moving in those directions, I'd have hung out with them a little more often. But, you know, it's good, like you were saying, that we need to highlight the folks that actually give us something back. And he was definitely one of them. He's always been that kind of brother. And it's good to hear when I heard that he was going to be the one of the highlights today. I was glad to hear it, because a lot of brothers that do stuff are unsung, and I'm glad that he's getting some flowers, even though it's posthumously.
Okay. All right. And so there we have it. Our first laid tracks of our panelists, and basically making comments. And I trusted that Tanisha answered your question. Now, musically, we're going to continue, and we're going to continue with the sounds a little jiggy.
Yeah. Jigga man. Leon. Nah. Rapper.
Jigga what? Jigga who? Yeah, y'all cats wanna act logo, hit them up, numerous shots with the fofo. Cats wanna throw the fofo, smoke them like cocoa, not rap coke by the boatload. Watch that on the run by, gun high, one eye closed, left hose and some got closed. Stop your nonsense, block with the full clip. Y'all cats better duck when the full spit. One shot can make a player do a full flip. Seen the player laying shock with a full hit. I hate my high, you know cats wanna buy you. But see me, I wanna try for free, you heard me? The ride, make you feel it inside your belly. Get this high, get the KY jelly. All night, get you wide up inside, to tell the side to side, so you can say JP, you're too much for me. Make you think you can flow with me. Working out your J to the Z. Make you think you can flow with me. Working out your J to the Z. Make you think you can flow with me. Working out your J to the Z. Make you think you can flow with me. Got a condo with nothing but condoms in it. The same place with the rhymes in bed. So all I do is rap and sex. Imagine how I stroke. See how I was flown on my last set. Rapping quiet like I'm blasting a test. Never jam though. Never get hot. Never run out of ammo. Bro, I'm taking on J cause of J, your babe. You know your favorite red. I know what Major said. Cause now you're acting raw. But you never had war. Don't know how to carry your bra. Wanna marry your bra. Now she's mad at me cause your majesty just happened to be a pimp. What a tragedy. She want us to end cause I touched a friend. She gave me one more chance and I touched her again. I seen the tears that she busted in. I said, mommy, this is a draft. Shut the door, please. Come on in. Make you think you can flow with me. Recognize your J to the Z. Make you think you can flow with me. Recognize your J to the Z. Make you think you can flow with me. Recognize your J to the Z. Make you think you can flow with me. Got a vendetta, even though I've been better. Left him in the cold with a thin sweater. Rap, some Prozac at the Bozak. With two of me, I threw four back. Hold that, let the dough stack. Way before Big Pack to go act. Game had the legs flat. The test that, stress that. And right where you stress that, where you rest at. I suggest that. Best in the best when I come through with the glide jet black. Get back. I'm the best at. You know I know a business to this. Me, I'm a reinvented shit. I came into the business with this. The originator, none greater. Jazz, so finish the shit. Better learn jazz, so relax that. Ever heard of me? Worldwide originator, say words to me. The population out of certain league. I burn a rapper like a third degree. See me sound so right, gleaming on my life. Running, ruling with rigor and vigor. Nobody bigger. Then make a jigger, you figure you fly by night, stop jerking, be heavyweight, light work to me. For the time and the type of business, ain't nobody hurting me. What? Cut the dummy like surgery. Roll the rims out of BMs, spin the BMs on the road when you had to be in bed in the PM. Either info, jazz, or the CNN. Forever touching more work is beginning, you in it. Like a yo style, no style, my style, high style. Come on, back a chili down and take the gun home. D-R-B-J-N-A-T-U. Make you think you can flow with me. Recognize your J to the Z. Make you think you can flow with me. Recognize your J to the Z. You think you can flow with me? Recognize your J to the Z. You think you can flow with me?
Absolutely. Sean Carter, better known as what? Jay-Z. We want to turn it back over to our student host, Justin Hill, for his next segment. Take it away, Jay.
Thank you, Mr. Bray. And like you said, it's now time for my next segment of definitions. This segment provides the listener with words and their meanings so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definition controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. And my definition segment is on blaxploitation movies. And blaxploitation movies are movies created by black people and who are starring black people. Also, they were where black people told their own stories and telling about their lives. An example is the movie Coffee. And instead of watching movies where white people were the heroes and black people were the villains, blaxploitation movies were where the black people were the heroes and the white people were the villains because they basically are villains. And the white people are villains because you know, during slavery, and segregation, they were treating colored people badly, and they would make them work for them, and they would also beat colored people. And that is it for my segment of definitions. And I thank God for listening.
Okay. You know what? We're going to chop this one up, definitely. I actually did research in college on theater, film, history. And when I saw the term blaxploitation, you know, I just was totally upset because they were categorizing movies like the one you mentioned, Justin, Coffee. Right. They were categorizing movies that I actually enjoyed. And, you know, someone felt a need to create a word, blaxploitation. Mr. Harris, come in and help me out here, please.
Yeah, when it comes to I felt the same way about that word. And sometimes we fall into the category that other people put us in, and we need to be a little smarter than that, because the blaxploitation movies that they talked about were mainly the ones that were directed by black people, starring black people and superstar, you know, categories, and they were like leading everything. And we don't do that enough. And we weren't exploiting black people. We were really highlighting black people. And this is something that we don't do as much, but we need to do much more.
More power to the black exploitation, if that's what you want to call it. Bring it on. Thank you, Mr. Harris. Okay. Evander, I'm sure you did some kind of research. You got some kind of comment. Black exploitation, the definition. What's your comment? Do you have
the doorbell?
I just think it's interesting when you think about what this genre meant for African American people in the early 70s, and kind of what it tried to do in terms of kind of reversing the roles, you know, especially at a time where you talk about discriminatory actions being very, very common, you know, in parts of the country, and you talk about a time where segregation is something that's less than 10 years removed. So it's very interesting that you and Mr. Harris discuss this notion of terms being kind of defined for you, and you not making the definition, you know, kind of, oh, we're going to label these films blaxploitation films because they're starring African-American actors and actresses, and they're directed by African-American people. But it's interesting that you look back on it and think that, oh, we didn't really mean to create this category. They just kind of labeled it this way. So I do think that is interesting. But what I really found fascinating was the mood, the soundtracks in these films, and the mood that it creates, the funk, the soul, and the time period that it was in, and, you know, the criticism that came with it, the backlash, but just the notion and the message that some of these films were sending, like, hey, we can be in these lead roles too, and we can create a good product. I think that's what's most important. Not so much someone, you know, creating a definition for you, but just the action of making a product that is different from what was normally experienced in that time period, or what was normally consumed by mass media, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, you know, it does make sense because you said it. And I respect that. Tanisha, do you have a comment?
Yeah, I think it's very ironic. It's so funny because they said the term black and exploitation was coined in August of 1972 by Junius Griffin, at that time was the president of the Beverly Hills Hollywood NAACP branch. And it's so crazy how they always want to demonize us, like you said. Like, why does it have to be called black exploitation when you raising the voices, you know, of our people, or giving them a different perspective and a concept of the greatness that we have? Kind of make you think about the music industry now and how the music that's being pushed out is heavily sedated with drugs, sex, and everything else that's not beneficial to the community, especially in a time like this. So it just makes us think, you know, thank God we do have the genre where we can create the movies that we want to, but just imagine if we had the budgets of these films that we have that's supposed to represent us. Just imagine if we was to tell our own story in a way that the money would show, and it would be uplifting. I guess the whole thing about the, you know, the new movie that came out with the women's, what's the name of it, with the queen, what's called King. Help me out, I need some help. What's that movie name?
Woman Warrior.
Yeah, that movie, and they were saying that they wasn't telling the truth of the history. So we need to tell our own stories, and we need to tell our own history, especially, I guess, like, for instance, with the Bible and how they told all the Bible stories, and they didn't have us in it, and they know that we are the Bible, and that's something to think about, and how does that play on the minds of the youth, and how do they view themselves, and how can we help them uplift themselves? So that's something really big.
Okay, just took us in a different direction there, right? But that's all good. Right now, it's 10:27. We're almost at the halfway mark of our show, right? And I'm going to feature, right, later on, Mr. Harris is going to present a segment on Christian McBride. And at the beginning of the show, I played a song, Brown Funk. It was a jazz tune, right, by Christian McBride. And right now, we're going to continue on with another tune titled Cashmere by Christian McBride. And on the other side, Justin, the real deal, Justin Hill, will return with another segment.
I'm
right, and we're back. I want to turn it back over to our student host, Justin Hill. Take it away.
Welcome back, everybody. And it is now time for my next segment of Diamonds. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply, you are bound to find yourself. And my diamond segment is on Melvin Van Peebles. And Melvin Van Peebles was an American actor, filmmaker, writer, and composer. Peebles was born on October 21st, 1932, in Chicago, Illinois. He is best known for creating and starring in his film. He continued to make films, write novels, and stage plays. Before he wrote novels and films, he worked as a cable car grip man. His first book was called The Big Heart. After Van Peebles completed his first short films, he went to Hollywood to try and find work, but was unsuccessful during the process. And that is it for my segment of Diamonds, and I thank you guys for listening.
All right. We thank you for that tidbit of information on Melvin Van Peebles. Mr. Harris, I'm coming straight to you. Oh. I think you're kind of new. Mr. Harris, are you there? Mr. Harris, there's no such thing as multitasking. You just do a good job of one going from one thing to another. So here's one thing for you. Melvin Van Peebles, right? What background information can you share with us? And did you see his first move?
He was one of the what they call the original blaxploitation directors. And Sweet Sweetback was his original movie. You know, I did see that. But the movie that really, you know, and most of his movies were really socially based, even though they might have been played as comedies. You know, he made a movie called Watermelon Man that was based on racial stereotypes where a white guy who was really prejudiced turned black one night and had to deal with being black within the community that he lived in. And he was good, a great storyteller. He was a great composer also because he wrote a lot of his own music for his movies. And his son really followed up on a lot of the stuff he was doing, Harry O. Van Peebles. So that's a good brother to like research. There's a lot of movies that he's done. He did a lot of movies in Europe even before he came to the United States, making movies over here. You know, but he's a great brother, and everybody needs to figure out who he is. You know, sadly he passed recently, but it's a good brother to know.
Okay. Thank you for your insight and your ability to go from one thing to another. Tanisha, had you ever heard about Melvin Van Peebles?
Yes. The movie Posse, that was like one of my favorite movies. It's so funny because he also did something else I just realized. He said in 1977, Van Peebles was one of the four credited screenwriters of Grease Lightning, about the life of a pioneering black NASCAR driver, Wendell Scott. And I thought that's pretty cool because when you think of NASCAR or when you think of cowboys, you really don't think of us like at the forefront of it. And it was so funny because when you, I guess when you read the history about cowboys and how it was started, they said that the blacks was the actually ones who actually coined the word. Because when they came out of slavery and they was working on the ranches, that's how they, once they gained their freedom, that's how they started to take care of themselves, to open up their own ranches and really getting into the life of Cowboys, and I think that's very interesting, just the fact that we have Posse and, you know, to look at it, and it makes you want to do the history. And like I just mentioned about the NASCAR, it makes you want to do the history. And it kind of makes me think about the youth because, you know, a lot of them steal cars. And just imagine if they was to transfer that energy and they could be into the NASCAR and really be able to race and really be able to provide for their families and give back to their community. So movies like you say, exploitation, it is important because it could open up eyesight and give us ideas to how to better our community.
Right. That movie, Grease Lightning, starred Richard Pryor, by the way. And it was a great, well, I thought it was a great movie. Richard Pryor, Pam Grier, and Melvin Van Peebles as one of the writers on that movie. Okay, that's something I didn't know. We want to bring in Evander. Evander, what do you know or do you have a comment about Melvin Van Peebles?
So I didn't know much about Van Peebles' involvement with Blaxploitation, being one of the probably three big directors alongside Gordon Parks Jr. and Sr. But I did know that he directed New Jack City, which was a movie that I saw, you know, talking about cocaine factories and big businesses and all this. But it's interesting because one of my favorite comedians of all time probably is Richard Pryor. And it's really cool to know his association with Pryor and what they did during their career. So, you know, he sadly passed away, and I'm giving flowers posthumously, passed away last year. But it's really cool for people like Van Peebles who are pioneers, much more than just one job title. Like, it's really cool to hear Mr. Harris say that he also composed the soundtracks that were in these films. So very much so a multi-talented guy. And, you know, sometimes we're at fault too as the young ones for not really, you know, knowing about this until we dive into it, or maybe just the education that we have on certain pioneers is lacking. But definitely he's someone that, you know, once you learn about and once you see what he actually had his hands on. Like, New Jack City is a really good film, and it's really cool to kind of see and look back like, wow, this person was such an impactful person within the film industry.
Okay. You know, the film industry as we know it has definitely changed due to technology. You know, you can take a phone and produce your own movie nowadays. But one of the most important parts, I think, that Melvin Van Peebles tapped into was the fact that he was rejected in Hollywood. And so he went overseas where he was able to make his mark. And he refused to be denied. There's a word that we're going to continue on when we get back to our student host. We're going to talk about it all together. Right. Hey, hold back there. Here's a little kid.
Freak out. You see, it's she. Freak out. Freak out. You see, it's she. Freak out. Freak out. You see, it's she.
Freak out.
All right, we're back. Justin, take it away.
This segment provides the listener with words and their meanings that so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definition controls us. We must define existence and not have a defined for us. My definition segment is adversity. And adversity is a state or instance of serious or continued difficulty or misfortune. It is also the universal human experience facing obstacles and setbacks. And that is it for my segment of definitions.
Okay. Let's talk about adversity. If I'm correct, you have another segment, right, Justin?
Yes.
Okay. So why don't we do this? Continue on with your last segment, and then we're going to sum it up almost as if we're doing it behind the mic. So take it away with your last segment. Real deal. Ladies and gentlemen, Student Hope, Justin Hill.
Trees like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself. And my diamond segment is on Maya Angelou. And Maya Angelou was an American popular poet and civil rights activist. She has published multiple autobiographies. She is also credited with a list of plays, movies, and television shows spanning over 50 years. Angelou is best known for her series of 7 autobiographies which focus on her childhood and early adult experiences. She received dozens of awards and more than 50 honorary degrees. She became a poet and writer after a string of odd jobs during her young adulthood. She attended California Labor School and George Washington High School. And that is it for my segment of Diamonds, and I thank you guys for listening.
Okay. Now, that concludes all of our segments that are going to be presented by our student host. Before we begin to chop up this entire show, I want to introduce Evander. I want to introduce you to Justin. Justin, I want to introduce Evander to you. Right, Evander, my question to you first is help inspire our new student host, Justin. What do you think about him? Talk to him.
Justin, I think you came a lot more prepared than I've seen previously. Like, you definitely have a good foundation when it comes to what you're saying. You're articulating your words. And you know what you're talking about. So just take that confidence with you going forward. I think it's a really cool thing to come on the show and be a student host and be able to talk about your topics, be able to say your diamonds, and be able to, you know, choose what you want to choose. And just own it. That's the best thing I can say. I mean, I don't think I was as confident as you when I was your age. So it's okay, man. And I think I used to be the host of this show a few years back, and I've seen a lot of students come in and out. Walter, one of the guys that I remember, he's now a college student, and I could see his growth through the years of just doing the show. And maybe you don't notice it now, but it's a really valuable experience for you to be at that age and doing something like this, because you can look back on it and one, it shows you that you can build confidence from it, and two, it can kind of, you know, serve as a history lesson for you, because a lot of times we may not be learning something in school, but you can join this, you can be on the show and learn something from these guys that you, you know, probably don't think about all the time. So I think it's a really valuable experience for anybody else out there who might be considering doing it or might think it might be a good fit for them or why it is a good fit for them. So you're doing a great job, Justin, and I could definitely see a lot of potential in you if you continue to keep up the good work.
Okay. Justin, do you have a comment?
I just want to thank, what's his name again?
Evander.
Yeah. Oh. I want to thank Evander for, you know, commenting on what I'm doing. And, you know, at this age, I'm doing a really good job, and I think I should keep up the good work.
Yeah, nice.
All right. So now we're gonna come right back to Evander. Evander, you know, we have Melvin Van Peebles, Blaxploitation. Overcoming adversity is really the theme of this show, right? Maya Angelou, I mentioned Bill Nunn, Do the Right Thing. You know, as we spoke about these different topics for a comment.
Well, one interesting thing in the history of this country that I always think about, and as an immigrant myself, is that sometimes adversity can be synonymous with being a minority person, but at the same time, adversity strengthens you, and it's something that when you're faced with it, you struggle with it, or you don't want to be faced with it, but when you look back on it, you realize it really makes you who you are. If we think about Van Peebles, for example, he was rejected from Hollywood. He had to go to Europe to make films. He made films in Europe that were good. Then he came back here and had some good films as well. And it seems like if he didn't take that trajectory, who knows if his films would be as good, or who knows if he would have become popular if he had initially been accepted into where he wanted to go. So I think a kind of thread that we can use to bring all three of these people together, you think about Angelou and such beautiful writing that she had. You just think about Nunn, and you think about all these people, and you realize that adversity is something that's strengthening all of them in unique ways. And oftentimes when we're faced with adversity, it's the ones that handle this the best that are the ones that reap the rewards of doing that. So I think we all need a little adversity in our lives to make us better, and it's something that these people have shown and exemplified the benefits of going through it.
Okay. Tanisha Garner, Ms. Garner, sum it up for us. Talk to us. Comment.
So I'm going to say a quote from Maya Angelou. Do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better. So that pretty much sums up the show. And basically, like you say, adversity, you have to go over the hump. Unfortunately, we live on in this planet governed by universal laws, and you're always going to have those two polarities, whether it be negative or positive energy. So even though it might be negative, you always have the power to change into the positive and make things happen for you. So that's what we have to remember. Consistency and persistence goes a long way.
All right. Mr. Harris, you're in line. First of all, I'd like you to sum up the show. And secondly, I'd like for you to do our curtain segment, which is a musical artist and what they've done behind the curtains of the stage to support their community, our community. Chop it up for us.
All right. Well, first, you know, the word adversity, you know, I look at it as a challenge. You know, a lot of times people will put obstacles in your way, and you can either let them stop you or you can overcome them. And adversity is just a word that just, to me, sums up the fact that people have went beyond whatever obstacles and stuff have been put in front of them. And the whole blaxploitation thing, that's more of a label that's given to us outside of our community. And these people, Maya Angelou, Bill Nunn, they had their own levels of adversity, but have rose above that to become icons in their own way and use that recognition to reach out and do stuff for other people outside and inside their community. So to go real quick right into the curtain, you know, I was at the Montclair Jazz Festival recently, and Christian McBride was there, and I was like, okay, I've heard him before, 8-time Grammy winner, you know, one of the most prolific bass players that's out here along with his own group or as a side man with other people. You know, he's really been doing the stuff for the last 20-something years. And then that's when I first heard of Jazz House for Kids. That's a Montclair-based organization that their mission is kind of to transform the lives and open doors for the future of people who are into music through pre-professional help, you know, music training, and also community engagement. That's the part I thought was very important to this organization, is that it teaches students, musicians at a young age, that community engagement is an integral part of whatever they do. You know, so they have to wait for the police to go by. Oh, yeah, then they have to, you know, look into themselves and outside of themselves in order to make things happen. And for the last 18 years, Christian McBride has been an integral part of this Jazz House Kids. And, you know, it's something, you know, they had a couple of the people come up during the Montclair Jazz Festival. You know, kids, they give them instruments. They give them, you know, studio time if they want to be able to record some of that stuff. I think it's a really good thing. And amongst, you know, this is not the only thing he does, but this was the thing that really caught my eye and what made me want to, like, highlight him in our curtain segment today. So Christian McBride. And plus, he's a heck of a bass player.
Okay. And we're going to check out this next cut by Christian McBride titled Havana. Interrupt that song and come back to another Christian McBride song titled Summer Saw. But before we do, I'd like for our student host to conclude and wrap up the show. Close us out, Justin Hill.
I want to thank everyone for joining us on Episode 5 live. The baby had a great show. Make sure you check out our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Questy's radio is the best.
Everybody, the best radio. I want to thank everyone, Ms. Gardner, Mr. Harris, Evander, and of course our student host, the real deal, Justin Hill. And right now, I turn it back over musically to Mr. Christian McBride. And I want to thank all our panelists for being an integral part of today's podcast. Thank you so much.